You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
On today's show, Kenneth Fader talks about the Kolomoki Mounds State Park from his book, Ancient America, 50 Archaeological Sites to See for Yourself.
This is episode 256 for the 13th of September, 2017.
All right, Ken, welcome back to ARC 365 and tell us all about Kolomoki.
Yeah, Kolomoki is a really nice little mound site in Georgia. Dates to about 350 to 750 CE, same thing as AD. So there's one massive platform mound at the site. It's really beautiful. A temple would have been placed on top of that. It's about 57 feet high. The rest of the area is a nice big flat open plaza, which is typical of mound sites that date to this period. And there are a number of other earthworks, about seven mounds on site altogether. It's estimated that that large mound that we're looking at, 11 million one-gallon buckets of soil that went into constructing that mound. Again, remember, these are folks who have no access to equipment, no mechanization. They have no beasts of burden. So that's 11 million one-gallon buckets of earth, one at a time, brought there basket load by basket load by basket load. So a huge amount of labor that went into constructing this temple, that this mound on top of which the king's house or a temple would have been located. And we have ethnohistorical descriptions. I think we talked about that earlier in one of the earlier podcasts, ethnohistorical descriptions by the Spanish in the southeast of how these mounds were built and what their purposes were. So there's no great mystery about it. I want to do a little bit of a different podcast for Kolomoki. I've given you some of the details, but the one of the things that's important about Kolomoki, the museum itself on site is really very nice. Now, when they built that, they did something that we would not today want to do. They built the museum into one of the mounds. And The goal was, and this is what they accomplished, when you walk into the museum and they have artifacts on display, when you go to the back of the museum, you are walking into the middle of the mound. And when you look down onto it, what you're looking at are burials. Now, these are not authentic skeletons at this point. They are plastic replicas of the human skeletons that were found when the site was excavated. And although we wouldn't do it today, it was done. And you walk in and you do get a very good feeling for the massive nature of the construction project and a little bit of a feel for, okay, this was a sacred burial ground and we understand that. Here's the problem with the museum. When the museum was built, after the museum was built, obviously, in 1974, it was soon after it was built, the museum was broken into, and I think every artifact that was on display in glass cases, and there were some beautiful ceramics, effigy pots, and woven clay, really gorgeous stuff. Almost, I think it's every one of them, or virtually every one of them, was stolen. And it was, I think, altogether 129 artifacts, stone tools, pottery, ceramic effigies stolen during this break-in. And you know, Chris, you know the bumper sticker, mean people suck.
Yeah.
Well, that's my reaction to this. How seriously this mound site honors the ancestors of the native people of Georgia. It celebrates American history. It's for everybody to enjoy, to get something, to be able to engage in. And you break into this place that has that. And, you know, it's nothing really super fancy museum. There wasn't a ton of money put into it. And you steal all those artifacts. It's absolutely tragic. Well, the state of Georgia has, since 1974, been trying to recover artifacts. Scientific value, of course, is off the charts. But when these things have been found at tag sales, they are going for a couple of dollars. And it's just, my God, really? Seriously? We needed to destroy an archaeological collection for a couple of bucks? It's grotesque. But again, maybe if we could put that link in there, who knows? Stranger things have happened that maybe listeners in there, you know, looking at a sale on eBay or looking at a tag sale of Indian artifacts, you might see some of these and alert the authorities, let people know this is illegal, this was a theft, and a tragic one at that. And that anything more that can be recovered and put back in its proper place in that museum would be greatly appreciated. Go and see Kolomoki for the beauty of the site and for what's there today, but also recognize that it's a lesson in what happens when, you know, mean people who suck pretty badly try to destroy something to make a couple of bucks. So right. Appreciate Kolomoki for what's there, but also recognize that this is something that we need to prevent in the future.
Right. Well, we'll definitely try to get those links. So check out the links and the other links in the show notes, and check out the special discount on the book from the publisher Roman and Littlefield. When you get the book, take a look at Site 5 and read about Kolomoki Mounds State Park. And again, don't forget to check out the links. That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC-365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.